Today we embark on an epic journey.
Oh boy, I've always wanted to see America, man.
Buckle your seatbelt, this is a rental. I may flip it.
I've always wanted to see the Space Needle, oh, and the St. Louis Arch, oh, and Sears Tower.
Those aren't landmarks, those are buildings. We're gonna see the real America.
Uh-huh.
Where real Americans build whatever real landmarks their moonshine-soaked brains tell them to.
So no Alamo?
No.
South Beach?
No.
Great Lakes?
Nope! Here we are, boy! Our first stop!
Where are we?
And there it is!
What is that?
Well, only the world's second largest ball of meat!
Uh-huh.
Second largest?
It used to be the largest, but tourists keep taking bites out of it.
I guess that explains all the vomit.
What the hell is that guy doing over there?
What, the one watching us with binoculars?
Hey, you! Uh-oh. I see you masturbating in the bushes! Get back here!
I'll go wait in the car.
And drop that ground squirrel!
Well, here it is.
Wait, this is the live five-legged cow?
Yep.
But he's stuffed.
Yep.
But the signs along the road the last 50 miles said live five-legged cow.
Well, he was live when I put up them signs.
So now she's just a stuffed cow with a fifth cow leg crammed in her ass?
Yep.
Come on, boy.
Now for an extra $2.50 each, I'll show you a three-legged man.
Huh?
I said, come on, boy!
Long before Lewis and Clark explored the Northwest, two Jewish explorers named Chaim and Ari met with the Indians, and the Indians taught them how to make a wigwam out of their foreskins, wasting nothing.
What the?
Sweet!
And this is a traditional foreskin teepee.
Wow, it feels like bacon.
Don't touch it.
Here we are, boy. I know you're gonna like this one.
What, this big giant hole in the wall? What is it, a cave?
Guess again.
Oh, do I have to?
Guess again.
I'm tired.
Guess again.
Okay, well, it looks like...
Wrong. This is Paul Bunyan's giant petrified glory hole.
What?
See, boy, he used to put his giant through here.
I don't want to know.
And then Babe, the big blue ox, would be on the other side.
Shut up!
Fine, but this is so much better than the Alamo.
Paul Bunyan's glory hole.
And that is why the valley below is so fertile. What?
Can we go home now?
Not until the Museum of Nazi Phlegm. Oh, what are you, an anti-Phlegmite?
Shut up!
Tune in next time, same station, for the next marginally entertaining Mad Men!